Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we cover every school in this state. We have a representative. We're going to be having, starting in a couple of weeks, we'll be having head coaches on. Mario Cristobal will be scheduled. Mike Norvell will be coming on. So we'll have a bunch of head coaches from around the state and also from around the country, as well as April finishes up and May starts, and then you have the high school spring as well. Speaking about high school, a lot of coaching changes this year in the offseason in South Florida, Miami-Dade, and Broward County. One of them made some news a couple of weeks ago. Coral Gables, obviously a historic program in South Florida. Coach Welch, Frank Welch, did a great job. You know, in this day and age, it's never really easy. But Coach Derek Murdoch has done an awesome job wherever he's been. He's got a lot of ties, a lot of respect in the community. And he not only comes alone, but he brings a former Coral Gables legend and Buddy Howe with him. But certainly Coach Murdoch gets an opportunity and a well-deserved opportunity to take over, and he's kind enough to join us. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Couldn't happen to a better guy. I know you've worked extremely hard, and welcome to Coral Gables.
Thank you, Mr. Bluestein. I appreciate it. Looking forward to the opportunity to try to change this program around.
You know that there's a lot of great reputation in the school. It's an iconic school for so many decades. I mean, there's some great players. Obviously, one of your assistant coaches is one of the great players, the Frank Gores of this world. I mean, what is it going to take to get it back to that level? Because you know, and as well as I do, in this day and age, I mean, these kids take off every other week for somewhere else, and you know, they're promised all these things. What do you think is going to take to get this thing going and keep it at a level where kids go, hey, I don't need to leave?
Well, I think we got to get back into the community, let them know that what we're doing, build relationships. Some of the players we have on board already. And just, you know, working Buddy, using his network. And just, you know, I believe in what we do. And my coaching philosophy, my guys, I brought a lot of guys with me from previous stints. But, you know, we want to get back into that community and let them know that, hey, look, this is what we got and this is where we at.
Yeah. Well, talk about that, because you know as well as I do that your assistant coaches make the program. I mean, they are with the kids all the time. You don't have an opportunity. You have to oversee a lot of the stuff. Let's put a little more emphasis on some of the coaches that you brought with you, because a lot of these kids who are listening tonight, you know, on the show that are maybe, you know, I'd like to go to Coral Gables. Talk about some of your coaches, because I know who they are. I've watched them, you know, over the last couple of years develop kids. And I know that where you come from, it's all about developing. It's all about teaching. Talk about that a little bit.
All right. Yeah. For one, I got, I just mentioned before, Buddy Howe, NFL player, former NFL player, Super Bowl champion. I brought my D-line coach with me, Andrew Gutierrez. We also call him Lou, Coach Lou, defensive line specialist. I call him a guru.
Yes, he is.
Hey, hands down, I like them on everybody. Coach Gabriel Watson, Johnny Cleveland, you know, we have a lot of experience on the staff, and everybody, you know, is pretty works well together. You know, we feed off each other energy, and those guys, you know, bring a lot to the table.
Yeah, no doubt. How was the reception? I mean, when you got there, as far as, you know, some of the kids that, you know, are coming back from last year, because you have a couple of 2026 players that come back. How was that, you know, the first meeting with the kids?
I think it went well. All the kids, you know, after spending talking with them, asking them what they were looking for, their vision, and what they think that needed to happen. I listened to the kids, and I fed off a scene that's been there, Andy Sosa. Great kid. He brings a lot to the table, size, strength, ability, and that's the thing. You know, that kid is, you know, he's very talented. When I say very talented, I mean very talented. Him, Robert Randolph plays him a secondary. So we have some pieces there, and like I said, you know, I just fed off their energy, and they – very welcoming, and they're intrigued, and they're excited to get the ball going.
You know, you bring up Andy Sosa, and I know Andy, and you're right. He's not only a great football player, but a great young man, and he's a leader. Now, he's the guy. I mean, he's the guy showing, hey, listen, you know what? I want to stay here. I'm proud of this school. I'm proud of the program. I mean, you don't get a tougher district. I mean, your district is extremely tough. I mean, you play a really challenging schedule along the way. I mean, like I said, I mean, you're going to get a lot of young kids. You have to go back to the youth football, and I'm sure Coach Howell will relay that, because that's what made Coral Gables so impressive over the years, is they relied on the youth programs. They had a great tie. How do we get back into the youth programs? I mean, back in the day, you had Coconut Grove, and you had a lot of those programs within the area. How do we get back in there? Do we like invite the kids and their coaches to practice? How do you get back into, you know, that relationship with the future of your program?
Absolutely. We plan on going out to each and one of the individuals' Optimus programs. You know, I'm very familiar with doing that, building programs from the parks, Sandy Land, Kendall, Coconut Grove, especially Coconut Grove. We got to hit that Coconut Grove area and bring it back. You know, all the local Optimist programs, South Miami Great Goals, we plan on hitting those schools, Buddy and I, and reaching out and bringing those kids in to the program, letting them take a tour and letting them take a look at the weight room, and you know, just trying to work with the community as far as getting Coral Gables Senior High School back to what it used to be. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do think the Optimist is very big. That's very important, pivotal, filling that pipeline.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Coach Derek Murdoch is the head coach at Coral Gables. His first year, doing a tremendous job laying the groundwork. It's all about the groundwork. And certainly, Coach, with you, I think they got somebody positive. Like I said, you're a teacher. You're a coach. You're a type. You're a role model. You're a mentor, which every program needs. And obviously the parents. And that's another thing, parental involvement. You want to get those parents involved. And, you know, we had a camp last Saturday at Gwen Cherry Park. And that was the one thing we talked to all the parents and wanted to make sure, hey, you need to know what your kid's doing. You just can't drop them off at practice or a camp and just, you know, that's it. You got to get involved. And I know that you guys are all about that. And I can't thank you enough for taking the time this evening. I appreciate you, man. Best of luck. We'll hook up again, and we'll get out there for practice.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, Larry, for having me. I look forward to speaking with you guys again. Thanks a lot, man. Happy Passover.
You too. Thanks so much, Coach Derek Murdoch. What a tremendous job. He's got ahead of him, but he's got a lot of – he's got some potential. He's got some talent out there as well.